Larry, let's start with the survey itself. What are some of the highlights of what this survey found?
Okay. Well, I guess the first thing about the survey is to note that it was taken in early 2015. So the data point here, it's a little bit more than a year old. But in any case, it's the best we've gotten. Harvard Graduate School of Education knows how to do this. What we're finding is that the results in Delaware are pretty consistent with the results in the other states. There were some differences, but for the most part, pretty consistent. For example, 67% of the Delaware teachers responding and 72% of the total sample reported the teachers at their school had either embraced quite a bit or fully embraced the Common Core standards. 86% of the Delaware teachers, 89% of the total sample reported that their principals were in the same boat, that they had embraced quite a bit or fully embraced the standards. 82% of the Delaware teachers, 81% of the total agreed or strongly agreed that teachers in their school are effectively implementing Common Core. You're close to the national numbers in most respects. One thing that was really interesting from the principals was that they indicated that parental resistance to Common Core was significantly lower in Delaware than it was in Massachusetts, Maryland, and New Mexico. There were only like 10% of Delaware parents, according to the principals, that seemed to be showing even somewhat resistance to Common Core. I mean, which is, you know, again, you know, not, you know, really, really strong resistance. Just that, those are some of the key things in the survey report.
And I would imagine from the Delaware Department of Education's side of things, this is generally good news that they're hearing from this survey.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Watson, who's the chief academic officer at the State Department of Education, said, you know, we're pleased that a majority of the teachers has really embraced Common Core. And he notes that with all the national noise that's been going on about the standards, that the figures on parental support indicates that teachers and principals have done a pretty good job at communicating to parents what the standards are all about.
Now, you spent some time talking to a number of teachers locally. Do the survey results you were talking about square with what some of these teachers were telling you?
For the most part, they do. The teachers are certainly saying that their colleagues in their buildings are pretty well moving along toward implementing Common Core standards, that they're getting used to it. Their work is a little bit harder, but in any case, yes, they are pretty well following along. There are some pockets of resistance and some problem areas that the teachers noted, but generally the results on the survey pretty much square with what we found out from the relatively small number of teachers that we actually spoke to here.
One thing you mentioned was the workload, and you did ask them a little bit about how Common Core is affecting their workload, their teaching methods, and you did get some kind of varying answers there. Tell us a little bit about that.
There are a couple of distinctions here. One thing that the survey brought out and the Department of Education acknowledges is that the adaptation, the adjustment to the standards in math hasn't gone quite as smoothly as for English language arts. Let me back up and point out that the survey covered teachers in grades 4 through 8. So we're talking elementary through middle school here. So the adaptation in math was tougher. One of the reasons is that there's a little bit more emphasis on understanding concepts than just purely doing computations. And the other part is that with Common Core, some of the things that were taught in a particular grade in the past are now taught at a different level. Something that might have been a fourth grade topic is now in fifth, or something that might have once been a sixth grade topic is now taught in fourth. So there's been a lot of adjustment there. So math has not gone nearly as smoothly as English language arts. The other thing that teachers reported in the survey, and the ones that we contacted pretty much said the same thing, is that they've had to adjust the materials that they use and their actual teaching methods somewhere on the order between about half of what they're doing and half of the materials that they're using to almost all of it. So there's been a rather significant change in both the type of instruction and the materials that the teachers are having to use.
Is that maybe a good sign, particularly if you're the Department of Education, that while the workload and the teaching methods have had to change and maybe have gotten a little bit greater, that the survey numbers show that teachers are still on board with Common Core. It would seem like, just intuitively, that if the workload was greater and you had to change up your teaching method, what you're doing in the classroom, that might lead to more resistance, and that's not necessarily what we're seeing.
Well, I mean, one of the areas where we are seeing some resistance, at least from the teachers that we communicated with, was at the lower level, the kindergarten particularly, and first grade, where the kindergarten standards have gone away from learning through play, which has been more of the traditional method, to more of an academic type of approach, maybe taking a little bit of the fun out of a kindergarten, and the kindergarten teachers are feeling a bit overwhelmed by all of this. But yeah, for the most part, they seem to be adjusting pretty well and accepting of it. One of the teachers noted that up in the upper grades, upper elementary grades, there are some challenges, more difficulty with that, because the kids, by the time they get up to fifth grade, sixth grade, you know, they haven't been used to the Common Core standards from at the earlier level in, you know, K through three, and so now they're having difficulty adjusting. But these same teachers are telling me that they find that the kids in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, the earlier grades, they seem to be adjusting to it a little bit better, again, because, hey, this is pretty much what they know. And I think the feeling here on the part of teachers is that as you move through the system and you see these kids who have been exposed to Common Core from the start of their academic careers all the way through, they're really optimistic that they're going to see student performance continue to improve over the years as the Common Core standards are fully implemented on a K-12 basis and kids go all the way through the system with it.
There also seems perhaps to be more resistance to the smarter balanced assessment that is supposed to be aligned with Common Core standards rather than Common Core itself. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is certainly the case. Teachers appreciate the Common Core standards and the fact that it provides consistency not only at the state level but nationally, because 42 states and the District of Columbia have already adopted Common Core. So you know, there's a consistency there that means that, you know, if a new kid comes into your class this year or your school this year, you've got an idea that if they've been through Common Core, they've got what they should have learned the year before and so on. So there's a lot of consistency there that helps. The real bugaboo, though, is the smarter balance assessment. Teachers feel that it takes too much time, that it distracts from what they're trying to teach. They're really frustrated by the fact that it gets tied up in the evaluations of their own performance, depending upon how their kids do on smarter balance, and on the overall evaluations assessment of their school's performance, and yet the test itself doesn't have any bearing on smarter balance. Doesn't have any bearing on whether a student is promoted, goes to the next grade, pass, fail, or anything else. This is a kind of a difficult thing too for a teacher to try to explain that to a fourth grader. This test is very, very important, but it doesn't have anything to do with whether you get into fifth grade.
And I guess that leaves the question: will people warm up to the tests as the survey indicates they are with Common Core, or is the test perhaps the one thing that could undermine the perhaps support or at least lack of resistance to Common Core?
That's a very good question. I think we're going to have to wait a while to see how it plays out. I know we're all familiar with all the debate over the opt-out movement and the governor's veto of the opt-out legislation. And yet, as Mike Watson at DOE points out, 97% of the parents had their kids take the Smarter Balance test last year. So, you know, DOE sort of sees the opt-out movement as kind of a little minor blip on the radar. Whether this plays out, I'm not quite sure. But I think there's always going to be some sort of dissatisfaction with testing programs. There's either too much testing, it's done at the wrong time of the year, they're not getting the feedback to the teachers and to the students at the right time. There's always going to be something about it that people aren't going to like.